Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Chaf He, at the top of Daf Chaf He, Amin Aleph, at the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah states, Machik Nisan Avelos, Vesa Kvaris, Vesa Burski, Min Ha'ir, Chamishim Amo, that someone has to distance their Avelos, as well as a Vesa Kvaris, as well as a tannery, at least 50 Amos from the city. And the reason that you have to move it, as Rashi states, in Mishum Reach Rao, is because it will cause a bad odor in the city. And the Mishnah continues that although we just stated that you have to distance a tannery 50 Amos from the city, and what the Mishnah now tells us, in Oysim Burski, El they only allowed to make a tannery on the east side of the city, and the rest of the sides of the city, you're not allowed to make a burski at all. And Rashi explains that the reason why you're allowed to make a tannery on the eastern side of the city, as the eastern wind is not so strong, and therefore the odor will not travel into the city. And the only time that we find that the eastern wind is very strong is only when it's coming to Peronius. However, Rashi continues, but in the normal manner, it's warm, and the eastern wind blows calmly, the sieve, and Rashi brings a pasuk in Yoyna of Ruach Kodim, Charishis, etc. And therefore, as long as the tannery is 50 amis away from the city, the bad odors will not travel into the city. And Taisa says just the opposite of Rashi, and Ayin Taisa Dira Maschle, Ina Isaburski, Allah Mizrachir, he explains, Mishum de Ruach Maravi, because the western wind, Shukasha, which is very strong, Yachik Vyoyle Charech Minair, will cause the bad odor that is on the eastern side of the city to stay away from the city and not get close to the city. Kedaminon, as the Gemara Mesechta Brachos tells us, Hayoshel Mizrach Karanai Domei Bereishai Mepleish Ruach Maravis May Bichakash Bechaytmai, and is therefore dangerous for a person to sleep on the eastern side of his threshing floor. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Kiva Imer, Rabbi Kiva holds the Chol Ruach Hu Isa Chutz Marava, that a person is allowed to make a tannery on any side of the city aside from the western side of the city. And Rabbi Kiva continues, Umarche Chamishim Amo, and he has to distance his tannery 50 amos away from the city, and the Gemara will have a shayla as to how to explain the words of Rabbi Kiva, and the Gemara will come out that the words of Macha Chamishim Amo is going on the beginning of Rabbi Kiva, and it's stating that even though Rabbi Kiva said they allowed to make a tannery on any side of the city aside from the western side, but if you actually make a tannery on either the east or the north or the south side of the city, that certainly he also agrees to the Tanakama that you have to distance the tannery 50 amos from the city. And the Mishnah continues, and we already discussed this part of the Mishnah on the Afyut Chesem and Aleph, as Mechikin is a Mishnah min Ayerek, Vesakrishim and Absolim, Vesachadl min Advarim, the Tanakama holds that one must distance his flax pool away from his neighbor's vegetables, and he also has to distance his leeks away from his neighbor's onions. One must also distance his mustard plants away from the bees of his neighbor. And as we previously saw, that all these things are mazik the other item, and the Mishra is mazik irakos, the Krishin is mazik onions, and it weakens the taste of the onions. Rashi stated on Dafyut Chasim Nalav, Sha'ichlan Sachadol, as the bees will eat the mustard plant, Umechadis Pim, will cause their mouths to feel very bitter and very sharp, and then the bees will go eat their honey, and therefore the Baal Chadol is causing a hezek to the Baal Advarim. And we previously explained that this is the sheet of the Tanakama that holds Al Mazik Lachik Asmai. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yesi Mata Bechadol, and as we explained previously, that Rabbi Yesi holds Al Nizik Lachik Asmai, and therefore he holds that in all these cases, there's no chiyuv for the mazik to be machik his item. And he argues on all three dinim of the Tanakama, and he doesn't hold that you have to be machik as a mishum min ayerek, or as a krishim min absolim, or a chadal min advayim. And the memory of Rabbi Yesi is actually the dvarim to Rabbanon kamlu, and he says to Rabbanon, although you hold al mazik lahachik sasmoi, so that makes sense by mishum min ayerek and a krishim min absolim. However, in a geir chadal min advayim, just like the chadal is mazik the dvarim might actually be mazik the chadal as well, as they're eating his mustard plants. Therefore, at least in that case, you should be meided to me. And as the Brisa brings, the Rabbi Yesi says to the Chachamim that Lamaisa the Baal Chadol could say to the Baal Dvarim, "Mepreish Yochel Leimloi Atcha Ata Imli Hachik Chadloich Min Dvarai Hachik Dvarich Min Chadloi Shabayis Veichlis Lagluli Chadloi." The Gemara begins. We had the following Shaila: Rabbi Kiva Hechikama. What is the meaning of Rabbi Kiva's words when he stated "L'chol Ruach Huaisa Chutz Merava Umachik Hamishem Amo"? Does Rabbi Kiva mean "L'chol Ruach Huaisa" that a person can make it? A tannery on the east, south, and north side of the city, and he doesn't have to be machik 50 amos, and he can make the tannery right next to the city. However, although a person can make a tannery on the western side of the city, but he has to distance the tannery 50 amos away from the city, what do we say that what Rabbi Kiva means to say is that a person can make a tannery on the east, north, and south side of the city, but certainly he has to distance his tannery 50 amos away from the city, and chutz m'rava de ina esakal, and Rabbi Akiva states chutz m'rava, he means that in the western side of the city you can't make a tannery at all, and even if you'll be machik at 50 amos, the Gemara brings a raya tashma the tanya is willing to the brayso. Rabbi Akiva imel choruach huesa umachik chamishim amo chutz m'rava de ina esakal ika, which is like the second side of the Gemara, and the reason why you can't make a tannery on the western side of the city at all is mepeshi tadira, is because it is tadir, and as Rashi says that according to this side, when Rabbi Akiva stated umachik nunamo, that's going back on the ratio, and then Rabbi Akiva is saying that when you make a tannery on any side of the city aside for the western side, that you could build the tannery and you have to distance it 50 amos from the city. And the Gemara continues that we just gave the reason for Rabbi Akiva's din mepeshi tadira, and omalei rovel Rav Nachman, so Rabbi Yisrael Nachman my tadira, what does it mean when Rabbi Akiva said mepeshi tadira ilay me tadira bruchais, if you're going to tell me it's because you have constant winds and this consistent western winds, but I'm Rav Chanan by Abba Amrav, dal ruchas menashbis b'chol yoyim, ruch tzfeinisim kulon, that four winds blow every single day, and the northern wind always blows together with the rest of the winds, and therefore we see that it's the northern wind that is constant, and not the western wind, and as Rashi states, tadir bruchais, oisitzad todir ruach, the ruach marovis menashavis todir mishar ruchais, and he explains that that can't be pshat, as ruach tzfeinis menashavis im kolachas meruchais, lepishi racha, that is soft and mesuka, and it's sweet with tzlula and calm, k'dam b'vomis umatzkazon, as the Gemara continues, shol mole kain, as if the northern wind would not blow, ino ilu miskayim afilu sha'achas, the world would not be able to survive even for a moment, v'ruach dreim is kashim yikulon, and Rav Chanan ba'Abba continues in the name of Rav, that the southern wind is actually the worst of all the winds, and it's the most strong, v'il mole ben netz, shemamido machreves ha'sa'ilam, and if not for the fact that a malach called ben netz holds back the southern wind with its wings, then the southern wind would actually destroy the entire world. Shenema, as the pasuk in Iyov states, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Musa to Iyov, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Iyov, ha'minoscha ya'avenetz, if it's knafer l'teimon, that is it because of your bina, that the malach called Netz spreads its wings, and it protects the world from the southern winds. As Rashi states, that benetz, malach ha'asu b'dmus netz, this refers to a malach that appeared like a hawk. And l'maisa we see from the words of Rav, that the ruach tzvoinis is min ha'sheves im kulon, and it's not the ruach marovis, and therefore you can't say, that when the Brisa explained that the reason for Rabbi Akiva is mepleshi tadira, that it means tadira bruchais, and therefore the Gemara continues, elamai tadira, that what does the Brisa mean when it states tadira, tadira b'shchina, because the shchina is always on the western side of the world, and it's not covered to make a tannery in the area where there's shchina, and as the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shul Balevi, bov v'nachzit toiv alavaseinu, that we should come and be makat toiv to the anshe knesset gedeila, sh'adiyanu mokim tfila, as they taught us where we should daven towards, yichsiv, as the pasuk in Nechemiah tells us, utzva ha'shamayim l'chol mishtachrim, that the hosts of Shemayim, referring to the sun and moon, bow down towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since the way that we see the sun and the moon is that the sun and moon rise from the east and they head towards the west, since the pasuk tells us that they're bowing towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore they're bowing from east to west and they're bowing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's always in the west. And Rashi explains that when we said that we should be Machzik Tev L'Aviseinu, Anshei Knesset G'delu Sha'amru Mekuzer B'Sefer Ezra, the Gemara continues, Maskel Rabach Bar Yaakov, Rabach Bar Yaakov asked the following question, that how do you know that the sun and the moon are bowing towards the west and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the west, as maybe when the sun and moon are heading towards the west, they actually receive the present from the master, and they receive the present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they're backing away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're actually bowing towards the east. And how could Rabbi Shua Belevi bring a raya from this pasuk that the sun and the moon are bowing towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always in the west? And the Gemara states, Kasha, that in Chanami, it's a good question. The Gemara continues that although we just stated that the Shechina is always in the west, however, Rabbi Ishiya Sova Shechina b'chol makim, Rabbi Ishiya hold that the Shechina is everywhere and on all four sides of the world. Now, Rabbi Ishiya, as Rabbi Ishiya states, Ma'idich Siv, what does the pasuk mean when it says in Nechemiah, Atahu Hashem al-Vadecha, Atah Sisis Hashemayim, Ushmei Hashemayim, and the pasuk says that you are unique, so therefore, Hidashin, Shluchecha, Leike Shluchei Basar Adam, that your Shluchim are not similar to the Shluchim of Basar Adam. Shluchei Basar Adam, Mimokim Shem Mishtachim, L'Sham Machzirin Shluchusan, has a Shliach that is appointed by someone that's flesh and blood. For example, Reuven said Shimon from point A to do a shlichus in point B, then in order for Shimon to report back to Reuven, he has to go back to point A and report to Reuven that he was mekayim the shlichus. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unique. Avo shluchecha l'mokim shemishtachem sham machzirin shluchusan. However, b'negei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he appoints a shliach, even if he sends a shliach from point A to point B, they don't have to return to report about that shlichus, and when they get to point B, they could tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they accomplished their mission, and therefore we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is equally on all four sides of the earth. Maisa, how do we notice Shenema, as the pasuk in Iyov states, v'yelechu v'yoyim v'lochahinenu. Once again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving Musa to Eve, and he said, can you make lightning that will travel from before you, and then when they get to their destination, they will be able to say to you that they already got there, and they don't have to come back to report their shlichus. And Rabbi Yeshi explains his raya, v'yoyimu lo'ynemar, elo v'yelcho v'yoyimu, that it doesn't say that they will come back to you, and they will tell you that they did their shlichus, and the pasuk simply says that the lightning will go, and they will inform HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they got to their destination, that they accomplished their mission, and they don't have to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara continues, v'af Rabbi Shmuel sava shchina b'chol makim. We also know that Rabbi Shmuel holds that the shchina is in all places, the tanit v'Rabbi Shmuel, as we learned in the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, minayin sheshchina b'chol makim, and how do we know that the shchina is all over the world? And then as the pasuk in Zechariah states, v'hinei ha-malach ha-doiv b'yotzei u-malach achar yotzei l'krosai. Rashi explains that it was a malach that was sent from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go and measure Yushlayim. Then after HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent that malach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chayzer, and he decided he won't measure Yushlayim, and therefore he sent another malach to retract his original sivui, and the second malach went towards the first malach, and the pasuk states that behold, the malach that was speaking to me went out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there was a second malach that went towards that first malach. And the Gemara explains, Achrav Leinema, it doesn't say that the second malach went behind the first malach and came after him, al Krasai, that the second malach was coming towards the first malach, and therefore we see that although the Shechina sent the first malach from point A, but the second malach came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu from point B, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all over the world, and as we state, and the Gemara continues, and Rav Sheshes, who was sagging Nar, and he was blind, he also hold that Shechina is b'chol makim, as Rav Sheshes would say to Shamasim, that when you're setting me up in order to daven, and you're making sure that I face the proper direction, and you don't have to makbid on which side I'm facing, just make sure that I'm not facing towards the east, and v'lab mishun the less b'shchina, and it's not because the shchina is not on the eastern side of the world, but as because the minim actually daven towards the east, and therefore I don't want to daven to the same side that the minim daven. Rashi states, the mayor b'mini, tamide oivda v'edizara, and some girsai saw, tamide yeshu ha-naitri, mayor mayra l'espal b'mizrach, ayin sham. The Gemara continues that although we just brought different shitas that hold that the shchina is b'chol makim, and originally we brought from Rava and Rav Nachman, as well as from Rabbi Shuva Levi, that the shchina is the ma'ariv, and that's why Rabbi Kiva says that you can make a tannery on any side except for the western side of a city. The Gemara continues, Ravo Oma shchina v'ma'ariv. Ravo also holds that the shchina is on the western side. Tam Ravo, as Ravo states, ma'uriyar avikar, and Rashi brings two explanations. Number one, ani shemati kach karin l'ma'ariv b'loshin pasi, that the translation of uriyar in Persian is west, and the west is the area that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and therefore it's the airspace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi explains that I understand that this is actually the Loshin Mizrach in Loshin Laz, and therefore Uriah actually refers to the eastern side, behind the Kama Avikar, Shashchina B'mayriv Upanav L'Mizrach, as since the Shchina is in the west, and his face is towards the east, Nimsa Mizrach Avirai, and therefore the eastern side is his airspace, and the side of the world that he gets air from. And I intend to Masal Uriah, Loshin Shapir Shakuntris, to Uriah Mayriv, near Rabbein Tam, or Rabbein Chanan al Ikka, and they hold like the first pshat of Rashi, and not like Rashi says that he holds like the second pshat. And the Gemara continues and dashens a pasuk in Parshas Hazinu that discusses Torah and discusses how the Torah is compared to various winds. And Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda states, Ma'idach Siv, what does the pasuk mean when it states, Yarav Kamot Likli, my teachings referring to the Torah will drip like rain? Zu Ruch Maravish Shabar Me'arpe Shalaylam, the word Lashon comes from the Lashon of someone's back. And therefore, this pasuk is referring to a western wind that comes from the back of the world. Rashi states, Yarav Kamot Likli, Moshe Rabbeinu Dimas HaTorah La Baruchos, that Moshe Rabbeinu compared the Torah to all four winds, Kashem Shi'afsha B'lehem, just like it's impossible for the world to withstand without these four winds, Kachi Afsha La'ilam B'le Torah, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us that it's Afsha La'ilam without the Torah. Rashi explains, Me'arpe Shalaylam, Ani Shemati, Mechaske Shalaylam, from the strength of the world, Hashem Shashchin B'mayriv Sfilei, Rabbi Huda also holds that the Shchin is the Mayriv, Bani Oimeh, however I hold, Machur Shalaylam, it's coming from the back of the world, Shamayriv Kari Akar, as the west is called the back, and therefore we see that the pasuk mentions the Lashon Kedem, which refers to the east, which is the front, and therefore when the pasuk says Achar, it's referring to the west. The Gemara continues that Rabbi Yehuda states, when the pasuk says Tizal Kadalim Rasi, that my words, meaning the words of Torah, they should drip like dew, this refers to the northern wind, Shemazel says Azov, and as Rashi explains, because the northern winds, Mechamemes, it causes a lot of heat, and therefore it causes hunger, famine to come to the world, Chazal, and at that point, people will pay any price in order to buy food, and therefore, of course, it causes major inflation, and gold goes down in value. And we see a similar lashon in Yeshaya, as the pasuk states, Hazolim Zov Mikis, those who spend their gold very quickly disappears from their wallet. Since we see that the pasuk uses the lashon of Hazolim B'negei Zov, therefore, the pasuk in Hazinu use the lashon Tizal, it's also referring to the same concept. And even though previously Rashi taught us in Diba Maskel Ruach Tzprenis Menashevis and Kolachas Meruchais Lepishu Racha Omesuka Otzlula Kedam Mivamas, however, Taisis and Mesechus Yavamas explains that even though it is a gentle wind, however, Lemaisa, it causes the clouds to dissipate and therefore there's less rain, and that's why it causes famine. Yehuda continues that the Pasuk Hazinu also tells us that Torah is compared to the eastern wind, and as the Pasuk says, Kisirim Ali Desha, Torah is also compared to the winds that blow the vegetables, and Zuruch Mizrachis, and this refers to the eastern wind, Shemesaris has Kalayim Kasara, that it churns up the entire world like a Sarah, and Rashi says the Sarah is referring to a shade. As we saw at the top of the Amid, that Rashi explained that the eastern wind sometimes is very strong when it comes to Puranius. The Gemara continues that finally the Pasuk states, Vechavivim Ali Esav, that the Torah is also compared to the showers that go onto grass, and Zuruch Dremis, this refers to the southern wind, Shemala Revivim Magadal Sasavim, that it brings showers and it causes the grass to grow. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let's point out a few points of Taisus. And Taisus Dibur Maskel Tzvah Shemaim L'Chobishtachvim points out in Taimim B'Layla Nami B'Mizuch Mishtachvim, although it's true that the sun and moon travel towards the west during the day, but the sun and moon travel to the east during the night, why don't we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found in the east? And Taisus states V'yesh Lema De'in Lom Lilmoid Elam Masha Anurayin, that we can only learn from those things that we actually could see. And since based on our perspective, we always see the sun traveling from east to west, therefore we can bring a raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on the west side of the world. Taisa continues and he has been, that why don't we say that we should daven towards the west, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on the western side of the Beis HaMikdash, as we know the Kadesh Kedoshim was on the west side of the Beis HaMikdash. And Taisa explains, is possible HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all over the world, and even so it's impossible to actually place the Orin on all four sides of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore based on practicality they placed it on the western side, but not necessarily would HaKadosh Baruch Hu only be on the west. And Taisa continues, then he, the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, that although it's true that the Kodesh HaKadoshim was on the western side of the Beis HaMikdash, however, Mikol Mokim HaOren Shashchina Sham, Kedichsiv Ne'adlu Chasham, Hoy B'Mizrach Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, was on the eastern side of the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ayin in Taisa Diva Maskel L'chol Ruch Da'ukman, he explains that all the Ma'an Amrim of our Gemara that stated either HaKadosh Baruch was on the west side or HaKadosh Baruch was on all four sides of the world, that's Luha D'Tanya B'Brachas, they don't hold of the Gemara Masechet Brachas Shechayiv Adam L'Spal Negi Yishlayim, that a person is obligated to daven towards Yishlayim Mishim Nechsev Yispal Lecha Derech Atom. The Savrik Rabbi Shmuel Da'amah B'chol Mokim Shechina, they hold like Rabbi Shmuel that hold that the Shechina is everywhere and therefore you could daven towards any side of the world, and according to the Manda Amah that we saw that hold the Shechina is on the west side, Savrik Rabbi Kiva, he holds like Rabbi Kiva Amah Pleshi Tadira, and in the Chanami Lefi those Manda Amrim you would have to daven towards the west side of the world. Taz continues that we will see the Shita Rabbi Chanina on the Afchaf Heyam Beis, and Rabbi Chanina holds Kagoyin HaSan the Yosel Letzvein Da'ar Yisrael Adrimu Sovel Kabrais the Brachos, that the Rabbi Chanina actually holds like the Brais of Masechet Brachos that a person should daven towards Yushlayim Ayin Sham. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let us point out that the sun travels from east to west, but it travels along the southern side of the world. Though we always see that the sun travels from east to west, in reality it is the world that is actually spinning on its axis, and therefore it looks like the sun is traveling from east to west, but in reality it is actually earth that is actually spinning on its axis, and one revolution of the earth on its axis of 360 degrees is actually a full day, and that is a 24-hour period. We also know that during the summer we have a lot of sunlight, and during the winter we have less sunlight, and the basic idea and the fundamental idea to understand is that on June 22nd, which is the longest day of the year, the sun actually rises much closer to the northern side of the world, and rises on the northeast side of the world, then the sun continues traveling west, but it travels towards the south, and then it turns and travels towards the north, and the sun actually sets in the northwest of the world, and therefore on June 22nd the sun travels the most amount of distance while it's still on top of the world and not beneath the earth, and then we have a very short night because the sun is only traveling from the southwest portion of the world to the southeast portion of the world, and it's a very short amount of distance. However, the reverse is true on December 22nd, which is the shortest day of the year, and the sun rises on the southeast corner of the earth, and then it sets on the southwest corner of the earth, and it doesn't have to travel that far. Then at night, it travels from the southwest portion of the earth, and it goes all the way to the north, and then it comes back up at the southeast portion, and the sun therefore travels a greater distance at night, and that's why in the winter we have shorter days and longer nights. And also, let's point out that the Gemara will explain the actual mitzias of the world based on comparing the world to an achsadra, according to Rav Elezer, and according to Rav Yeshua, that we will compare the world to a tent. The Taisus Rid states, "Pliga ha-milsa da-minun ha-cha shachama machzeres b'layla acha kippa im chachme ha-goyim," that our Gemara is actually chiluk on the chachme ha-goyim, as our Gemara seems to say that the world is flat, and the chachme ha-goyim are imrim ki achama lo'ilam inim sabevis achre kippa, that the sun doesn't go unto kippa, el shagagal makvis arts, but the actual orb of the sun goes around the earth, uv'layla ilechas achama tachas arts, and at night the sun is actually traveling underneath the earth, and that's why we can't see it. Ad shaloi tagia lemizrach, until the orb of the sun gets to the eastern portion of the world, leinuchal reisa, we can't see the sun, mepesha arts, meinasmi menas airai, because the earth is blocking its light, ayin sham. We continue with the Gemara, Tanya, we learn to the Braisa, Rabbeleza ime, Rabbeleza states, we continue on daf chafeyam beis, oilum lach sadruhu daima, that the world is compared to an open hall, and as Rashi says, she'in la daifin revias, and it doesn't have a fourth wall, v'ruach tzvainis enum subavas, and the northern side of the world is where there is no wall and it's not enclosed. The kivin shegia chama itzel karamarov esvenis nichvefes va'ilul ma'ilim anarkia. Every evening, when the sun gets to the northwest side of the world, then it turns and it goes above the rakia, and that's why you don't see the sun at night. And then it travels until it gets to the east side of the world and it rises in the morning. At that point, once again, the Braisa continues. Rabbi Shua Aimer, Rabbi Shua Agazan, Rabbi Elazar, he holds oilum lekuvah daima, that the world is similar to a tent which is enclosed on all sides. Even the north side of the world is enclosed, and there is a wall, the Kivin Shechama Magasla Karen Marav Tzvenis, and at night, when the sun reaches northwest corner of the world, Makefes Vechezeres Achere Kippa goes through a window, and this way it goes through the dome of the sky, and then it travels the entire night until it gets to the southeast corner of the world, and once again it enters the airspace of the world, and that's why in the morning we have sunrise and we could see the sun. Rabbi Shua continues, Shenem as the Pasuk in Kala states, the Pasuk tells us that the sun travels the entire south side during the day, then the sun travels the world on the northern side of the world at night. And the Gemara explains, then when the Pasuk uses the Lashon Hoylech, it's referring to the time that we can see the sun. As we've already stated, the sun travels the southern side of the world during the daytime. When the Pasuk tells us, that's referring to the time that the sun is traveling above the Kippah, and it's during the night, and people cannot see the sun, and at that point, it's traveling on the northern side of the world. And the Pasuk in Kehelas continues, Seviv, Seviv, Halach Ruach, Val Sivais of Shav Ruach, and the Lashon Seviv always means when something is going behind the world and it's encircling the world in order to get back to the eastern side of the world and rise again in the next morning. The Lashon of Halach, of traveling, refers to the time when the sun is visible to all, when it's traveling across the world during the day. Therefore, Rabbi Shua explains, Elu Pnei Mizrach Pnei Ma'ariv, and this refers to the east and west side of the world, Shapam Savasan, Upam Malachdan, as at times the sun actually goes behind and circles the area that is towards the east and west. That is, of course, during the winter, when the sun travels a longer distance behind the world, and we don't see it during that period of time, and it's traveling from the east towards the west. While during the summer months, when the summer is much shorter, then it's actually traveling the east and west during the daytime, and that's why the Pasuk uses Lashon Havalicha, which also refers to the east and west. As Rashi states, Hel Chaldarim, Hekav Hayoyim, Kari Hiloch, Shub Techacholol, as the sun is traveling in the world, and we can see the sun, Ves Hekav Halayla, Kari Sivav, Shub Maka Bechutz, and when the Pasuk uses Lashon Sivav, that's referring to when the sun is going around the world at night, and you cannot see it, as it's outside of the Kippah, and of the sky of the world, Uv Yoyim Lo'ilam Halech Bedarim, and during the day, we know that the sun definitely travels always towards the south, Afilu Biyan Kotzer, Einim Halech Pachas Meruach Dremes, and even on the shortest day of the year, on December 22nd, then certainly the sun will definitely go on the southern side of the world, and at least travel from east to west, will be lowest down on the horizon towards the south side. And Rashi continues, V'seivil Tzafim B'layla, Ap B'layla Ketzara, that even the shortest night, Shal Tekuvas Tammuz, and on June 22nd, Einim Seivil Pachas Meruach Dremes, it doesn't travel less than the Ruach Dremes, and that's why the night is so short, and during the day, it comes out, and it travels the entire world, and it comes up from the northeast side, and it travels all the way towards the south, and then goes around, and goes down on the northwest side, and therefore it's traveling a greater distance, and that's why we have have such a long day on June 22nd and during the summer months. Rashi continues, Pam Malachton b'yom arach shel Tekuvas Tammuz, on the long days of Tekuvas Tammuz and the longest day of the year on June 22nd, Sheyitza b'keren Tzveinus Menorchus, as it comes out on the northeast side, b'shekas b'keren Maravis Tzveinus, and finally the sun sets on the northwest side of the world, and Pam Misavasam b'yom Katzah, and when is the shortest day of the year on December 22nd, then Yitza b'keren Mizrachus Dreimus, then the sun rises on the southeast corner of the world, b'shekas b'keren Maravis Dreimus, and it sets on the southwest corner of the world, u'malechus b'layla g'mruchais, and then at night it actually travels the longest period of time, as in order for the sun to get back to the southeast corner of the world, it has to travel around three corners and three directions of the world. And the Gemara continues to quote from the Braisa, Huayyima, and he would say, and the Gemara explains, Asun Rabbeleza, that this part of the Braisa is actually the Sheet of Rabbeleza. And the Gemara will now dash in the Pasuk and Eve that states, Menacheda Tave Sufa, Zarim Kara, Nishmas Kel, Yitin Karach, Reichiv Mayim, Bemutzak. And Rabbeleza will dash in that this Pasuk is actually referring to the world that is similar to the Chsadra and is open on the northern side. The Pasuk is explained as follows, Menacheda Tave Sufa, that from the inner chamber comes a whirlwind, Zuruach Dremis, this refers to the south wind. And when the Pasuk says, Mzarim Kara, and from the place called Mzarim, it'll actually cause cold wind, Zuruach Tzvainis, this refers to the north wind, which comes from the open side of the world, and therefore comes from the furthest place in the world. And when the Pasuk states, Menish Maskel, and from the breath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yitin Karach, it creates ice, Zuruach Maravis, this is from the western wind, Vreich Mayim Bemutzak. And when the Pasuk states, Vreich Mayim Bemutzak, Zuruach Mizrachis, this refers to the eastern wind. Rashi explained to Mzarim Kara that this refers to the northern wind, Shadayfin Muzeris Suputza. The Bryce is going like Rabbi Elazar, and according to Rabbi Elazar, that side of the world is open and is considered dispersed. And as Tesis also states, Mzarim Pirish Ruach Tzvainish, Shakaisa Shalom Mushloch, Klaima Shein Musavavis, Rabbi Elazar, the north side of the world is not enclosed according to the Sheet of Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara continued that our Bryce just taught us that rains come from the eastern wind, and the Gemara is following Ma, but we just learned previously, Ruach Dremis Mal Revivim Megadal Sasovim. Rabbi Yehuda taught us that from the Pasuk in Hazinu that states, Revivim Ali Esav, we learned that the Torah is compared to the southern wind, that's Mal Revivim Megadal Sasovim, and therefore we see that rain comes from the southern wind and not from the eastern wind. The Gemara answers, Lekasha, that's not a stira, Hod Asya Mitra Benichusa, that when this rain comes gently and calmly, that rain comes from the southern side, and as Rabbi Yehuda taught us, that the Pasuk states, Revivim Ali Esav, Zu Ruach Dremis, She Mal Revivim and this is actually beneficial for grass, and therefore we see that soft rain, and it's not very harsh. And as the Gemara continues, Habashvichusa, when the Brisa explains the pasuk of Reich Mayim Bemutzak Zuruch Mizrachis, that refers to when rain comes in a downpour and comes very hard, and that type of rain is generated by the eastern wind. The Gemara continues, Om Rav Chista teaches us Ma'idich Siv, what does the pasuk in Iyah mean when it says Misafin Zav Yasa, that from the north gold will come? The passage of the pasuk means that when there's the southern wind, then the clouds will dissipate, and therefore you'll be able to see the sunshine, which is called Zav. However, we also learn that once there is wind, then there won't be rain, and there'll be drought, and therefore gold will become very expensive, and there'll be inflation. And as the Gemara explains, Zuruch Tzvainis, Shemazel says Zav, that this refers to the northern wind that causes a drought, and causes famine, and therefore causes inflation. And the Pasuk in Yeshaya also tells us, Hazalim Zav Mikis, that when there's a famine, then gold becomes very expensive, and there is inflation. The Gemara continues, Rav Papa said the name of Chista, Miyam Shechar Beis HaMikdash, from the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Lehuk Shmeruach Dremis. Now, although we stated before that when you have a southern wind, that it brings good rains, however, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, then the rains were no longer very good and beneficial, and the southern winds did not bring the rain. And as the Pasuk states in Yeshaya, Vayigzal Yamin V'ra'ev, V'yoychel Al-Smoil V'lei Saveu, Ish B'saz Re'ye Yechelu. We see that Kadosh Baruch Hu made Gzira on the right side of the world, which refers to the south side of the world, and it was goyzer that the south wind should not bring the rain, and therefore there will be famine. And the Gemara continues and explains that how do we know that the south side of the world is called the right side of the world, as the Pasuk in Tehillim states, Tzafim v'yamin after Barasim, that you created the north side and the right side. The opposite of the north is the south, and therefore when the Pasuk says yamin, it's referring to the south side of the world. And the Gemara continues, and Rav Papa said over the name of Chista, Miyam Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Ein Hagshom Yordim Eitzei Toiv, that from the time of the Churban HaBayis, the Gesham did not come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's good storehouse. Shenem, as the Pasuk states, Yiftach Hashem L'cha, Esei Tzorei HaTov, Esei Shemayim, L'sei Smetai Atzcha, B'itai L'vorachas Kol Ma'asi Yedecha, V'lvisa Goyim Rabim, V'atalei Silva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open up his good storehouses from the Shemayim. Shamayim in order to rain on the world and bring it down in the proper time and to bench Kol Masiyadecha and all of your workings. And the Bachas Geris Bizman Shi Yisrael Shuin Alad Masam, that when Klai Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael, then Gesham Yordim Oitzetayv, then HaKadosh Baruch will bring rains from his good storehouse. However, Bizman Shi Yisrael Shuin Alad Masam, once Klai Yisrael is no longer living in Eretz Yisrael, then in Gesham Yordim Oitzetayv, then he will not have this bracha and the rain will not come from the Oitzetayv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara continues that in Amud Aleph we were discussing which direction a person should face when they're davening, and Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says, HaReitzah Sheyachim Yadrim, if someone wants to daven, then he should have chachma, then he should face south when he's davening, and V'Shiyash Sheyatzbin, and if someone wants to become wealthy, then when he's davening, he should turn towards the north, V'Simneich Shulchan Matzofim Menorah B'Dorim, that if you want to have a simen, so you should just remember that the Shulchan in the Mesa B'Dosh and the Mishkan was on the north side of the Kodesh, and the Shulchan refers to someone that has wealth, and someone that has a Shulchan Aruch, and therefore, if someone wants to have wealth, he should turn towards the south when he davens, or Menorah B'Dorim, and the Menorah would symbolize Torah, as the Pasuk states, Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Ar, so if a person wants to have Chachma, he should turn towards the south when he's davening. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Shua Balevi Arma, however, Rabbi Shua Balevi argues on Rabbi Yitzchak, and he says, La'ilum Yadrim, that when davening, a person should always turn towards the south, Shemetech Shemesachem Mishasher, as if a person has Chachma, then he'll become wealthy, Shenem, as the Pasuk states, Oyech Yom Vimina, B'smoil Oyesh V'Chavayt, and the Pasuk teaches us that if someone learns Torah, then he'll have long life, and that's in the right hand of the Torah, and the left hand of the Torah is Oyesh V'Chavayt, and therefore we see that if a person learns Torah and it's Kain Chachma, then he'll have Ashiris as well. The Gemara continues and asks that how can you say to Rabbi Shimon Levi holds that when you're davening, you should daven towards the south, but Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar Shchina B'Mayiv, we learned that Daf Chaf Hayim and Aleph, that Rabbi Shimon Levi held that the Shchina is in the west, and therefore you should daven towards the west. And the Gemara answers the Mitzvah that's today, that in the Chanami Rabbi Shimon Levi holds that a person should face towards the west, but he should turn a little bit towards the south in order to have the Bracha of Chachma, which in turn will give him the Bracha of Ashiris as well. Until this point, we didn't say that there was any benefit of diving towards Eretz Yisrael. However, the Gemara continues, Amalei Rechanin L'Ravashi, Rav Chanina said to Ravashi, K'goy Nasoin, Yisvisa B'Tzvayin Eretz Yisrael, Adrimei Adrimei, since nowadays we live in Bavel, which is on the north side of Eretz Yisrael, therefore when davening, we should daven towards the south, which is towards Eretz Yisrael. Keep in mind that we always say that Amri B'Marava, that they said in the west, referring to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we see that Eretz Yisrael was to the west of Bavel, and L'maisa, that is the Metzias. However, the Gemara means to say that Eretz Yisrael is to the southwest of Bavel and not directly west of Bavel. The Gemara asks, "Umenolam the Bavel Tzvayin Eretz Yisrael Kaima?" And how do we know that Bavel is towards the north of Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara states, "Tichsiv," as the pasuk in Yirmiyah says, "Mitzafin Tifasach Hara Al Kol Yeshvei Aretz." Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Yirmiyah that when the Churban comes, it will come from Bavel and will come from the north of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, we see that Bavel is the north of Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi explains that the reason why we should face Eretz Yisrael is because the pasuk in Malachim Al states, "Vispalu Alecha Derech Atzam." Ayin Shom. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah that the Tavan Kamen stayed in Machikas and Mishnah in the Erech Vesakrishim and Abitzolim Vesachadlim and Advarim, and Rabbi Yisi Mata Bechadol, and Rabbi Yisi was Mata Bechadol. We already discussed this Gemara previously, and the Gemara brings down a Braisa Tano, Rabbi Yisi Mata Bechadol. Rabbi Yisi said to the Chachamim, Ladilididi, that I hold Al Nizik Lahachik, then certainly no one has to be Machik from each other, and the Mazik doesn't have a responsibility to distance himself, as we're not talking about a case of Giri delay. However, Rabbi Yisi says to the Chachamim that even though you hold Al Mazik Lahachik Asatzmai, but certainly you should agree with me, benegay the case of the mustard seeds and the dvarim and the bees, as the Bala Chadol should be able to say to the beehive owner, that until you tell me that I have to distance my mustard seed and my mustard plant from your bees and your beehives, I also have a taina against you that you should move your bees and your beehives away from my mustard plant, as they're coming and eating my flower buds. And therefore, if you hold Al Mazik L'Hachik Atzmai, certainly the Bala Chadol could say to the Bala Dvarim that you're being Mazik me as well, and you should have to distance your bees away from my mustard plants. And the Gemara previously taught us that the Chum respond to Rabbi Yisi, that certainly we can't be talking about the actual mustard seeds because they're so small and they're covered while they're growing, and therefore the bees will not find the mustard seeds, and it must be that these bees are eating the leaves of the mustard plant, and these leaves grow back very quickly. The owner of the bees say to the owner of the mustard plant that I am not being mazik you, and therefore the only one that has a responsibility to move their hezek is only the Bala Chadol, and that's what Rabbanu hold, that the owner of the Chadol has to distance his mustard plants away from his neighbor that is raising bees. And even though in our Mishnah we didn't mention what is the share of the Chokah of these items, volumes. However, the Mefarshim explained that just like in the other Mishnayos, the Achokas were 50 Amis, therefore when the Mishnah states, Machikas a Mishnah in the Yerek, that's a Krishim and Absalom, that's a Chadom and Advarim, it's referring to a distance of 50 Amis, and we will stop over here.